It's impressive because Philly, I think, besides Boston, maybe is and it's an I think a one for one in terms of how y'all hate and how often you hate shit. But Philly is real good at hating people. But the new type of hate that you all have discovered for Ben Simmons is, I think, a masterful sort of evolution.
It's bringing the city together, bro. it's bringing the city together. We hanging out with the Proud Boys. That was where we all hate Ben Simmons together, bro.
Just Beautiful. Dapping each other up like, yep. Man, fuck Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Yep, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove that the music industry is intentionally drugging rappers with the name Little in their title so that they stay small forever. Do you think that Little Bow Wow, Little Wayne, Little Zane, all these people happened coincidentally? Hell no. Little Zane planned to be 6'5", but those goddamn super producers got in his Cavassier and they turned that motherfucker into a tiny little 4'7" petite bitch. It's a goddamn shame what's happening to these rappers, and we've got to put a stop to it. I am your host, Langston Kerman, as always, coming in the way I come in, hot baby. It's every single goddamn time. This is the way I behave, and I am excited today because my guest, my God, he comes in hot too. Listen, the man is funny. The man is funny. He always comes in hot. He doesn't know how to use technology, so you know he's going to say some wild shit. He's not even aware of the rules of the internet. This boy is so wild, but he's hilarious. You know him from That Damn Michael Che. You know him from Insecure. You know him from Pause with Sam J. So many amazing, fun shows, and he's always hysterical. Please give it up for my guest, Mr. Reggie Conquest.
Yeah. What up, man? What's going on?
What up, dog? How you living?
Chilling. I know how to use the internet as far as downloading and pressing like play or snap. I'm still learning how to do reels, man. I don't know how to do that shit.
I'll be honest. I have not ventured into any of the reels, the TikToks, none of that shit.
I downloaded TikTok one time. It was on it for an hour and I got rid of it. And I'm like, this is way too much.
Yeah, it's a scary transition, I think. Like, you really have to be down to commit to that shit, and mm-hmm. I can't be the one. You know what I mean? I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... After I do a video and then realize I have to do it a second time, I feel like an asshole, and then I just give up.
Yeah. Yo, Snaps is the shit. I think the best thing on the social media right now is IG Snaps.
Yes.
Like, that's my favorite thing to use.
Just go out.
Yeah, I could get off Instagram. Yeah, I could get off Instagram if it wasn't for Snaps. I love the Snaps.
Oh, you would completely walk away if you could just, if it was only posting photos, you would be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, photos I'm done posting. I'll post them every now and then, but the Snaps are my shit.
Yeah. I got to get back. I got to snap more. I'll snap occasionally and it's fun, but I got to get, you're a heavy hitter in the Snap game. I got to get up to your level.
I love the Snaps, dog. At first I wasn't, but now I'm like, all right, let me just, do the snaps. Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't have any more time to talk about social media shenanigans because you came today with a conspiracy theory that I know I heard endlessly growing up, and I can't wait to talk to you about. You said, my mama told me.
Eating pussy makes your beard grow.
Yes. That's a myth. That's a conspiracy I've heard all through my, even now, you know how crazy that was to type to your producer? Like, I was like, yo, I don't even know how to say this. Like, I was like, and that's the first thing that came to mind because, as you know, I've been trying to grow a beard for a long time.
Sure.
I've been trying to be a beard,
a true
guy,
Philly nigga, because that's yeah. I feel like that is quintessential Philly, is to grow a thick, heavy beard.
Yeah, and you know that's in, but I got patches, and every time I post my beard, I get messages. You gotta eat pussy. You gotta eat pussy. You're not eating enough ass. It's the same shit every time. Or some girl like, I'll help you grow a beard. Like, what are you?
Yeah.
You're just trying to get your pussy ate. I'm not just going around eating pussy. No, it's been around for years, and we need to dead it. I literally heard that when I was a kid and thought that I had to eat pussy to get a mustache or a face.
Yeah.
Young and old say the same shit.
Yeah. Well, it's a wild thing. If we can track it backwards to what you're talking about right now, it's a wild thing. The age at which this conversation is introduced, do you know what I mean? That I was like 12, 13 when the first person was like, hey man, if you want a mustache, this is what you got to do. And it's like, I'm 12. I don't want a mustache. And if I do want one, it don't matter. Nobody's just like taking me as like a big man. Like I'm a fucking kid.
Yeah. It's like, I remember hearing it when I first started to grow like some peach fuzz, mm-hmm. and then from old dudes like, look at the young boy. You out there eat pussy. Like just some old dude, like one of my dad's friends, even my dad would be on it. Like they'll do that. My dad go, yeah, you know. Act like a dad. I wasn't eating pussy at all. That wasn't even in my mind.
It's also, I think, to that same point, when I was thinking about sex, it wasn't the first version of sex that I was interested in or even considering. Like eating pussy, I had to earn that. I had to fuck a couple women before I fully felt like, oh, okay, I could try some other shit. I was still figuring out how to like get it in and keep it alive long enough to do it.
I was a fat nigga, like growing up, fat kid, fat nigga. So yeah. I started out eating pussy, just.
Whoa.
Wait a
goddamn minute. Yeah. You're telling me the first thing you did was eat pussy?
Yeah. I had to eat pussy to get pussy.
Whoa.
I was that fat kid. I was that fat nigga.
Dog,
in 10th grade, I remember I was eating this senior out who was supposed to be tutoring me. I lost my virginity in 10th grade, right? Took me a while. But I was eating this girl out who was supposed to be tutoring me. She was a senior. And I was just eating her out. Like, you know, that was my first.
Whoa, dog.
And then later on, she, you know, I lost my virginity to her. But for like a year straight, she was supposed to be tutoring me, and she was. But like, I was eating her out. And she was dope. Like she was, I at the time I'm in 10th grade, I'm like, I thought I was cool. And I'm like, my friend's like, yeah, y'all fucking? I'm like, yeah, but I didn't penetrate.
You weren't fucking at all. You were just pleasuring her and then tucking your penis in your belt. Like,
dog, and I thought I was cool as shit because she was bad. She was a senior and I was just like this fat nigga. But dog. I didn't even...
I'm going to be real with you. I can't tell if that's the story of a hero or a psychopath for the first thing you do sexually to be eating pussy.
The first thing, like, and that, you know, growing up watching, seeing porn, and that's what they did. So I'm like, all right, bet.
You know? Yeah. Nobody's ever going to accuse you of not loving women, man. Because, and I want to clarify some of this because I'm sure I'm going to get pushed back from a bunch of people. It's not the question of whether or not eating pussy is a good thing. It's a lovely thing that I enjoy quite a bit. Absolutely. But as a young man, it is not something that we are trained to feel comfortable with. We're not encouraged to do it. It's a thing that we associate with facial hair, but it also is a thing that we're shamed for if we do too early or too frivolously, all that.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, that was a thing. Like being eating pussy in high school was, you was shamed.
Yes.
Like you was definitely shamed. So I didn't tell my friends that I was eating her pussy.
Right.
And, so I just be like, yeah, you know, we fucking, you know, but I absolutely was. And she taught me, she would go like this, like this, like this.
And damn.
I did that for a while and then we like had sex. Like we had sex twice, and then that was like how I lost my virginity.
Whoa. So after the sex, she bailed on you? She left you after that?
After like we had sex the second time, because this was off into the summer graduation or whatever.
Oh, okay. So she had other shit going on.
Yeah, she had other shit, and I was barely making it into 11th grade.
Because the tutoring wasn't helping.
Yeah, the tutor wasn't helping. So, you know, she eventually moved on, but she definitely gave me some pussy after that. Because I was eating her out almost every time we had a session. You know what I mean?
God damn.
And I wanted to. I was like, oh, this is good. My friends think I'm fucking this fine senior, and, you know, I'm good.
Yeah. And you're not. Like, you're getting some sexual activity. Dude, it's just not what your friends think it is.
Yeah, it took me a while to even admit this. Like, I told my friends later, like, I wasn't fucking. They're like, what? You fucking... I didn't admit that until I was like 30. You know what I mean?
God damn. This is intense.
So all that time I was hearing that theory and I wasn't growing facial hair. I just always heard it.
Yeah. So at that point, as you are fully eating pussy at what, 15 and attempting to not only pleasure an older woman, but also grow some facial hair, it's not working. Mm-hmm. Do you then dismiss the theory? Are you then like, this is bullshit. I don't believe it. I'm over it.
No, I started to, even hearing it in middle school, and I started to believe it because in my 10th grade, I started to have a mustache. So when I was eating pussy, I was proud of it. Like, yeah, you know, it works. It's at that time, I'm like, it's true. Like, I got like mustache, bro. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
Then my goatee started to grow in. I was always a goatee guy. So I'm like, yeah, this shit is efficient. You know what I mean?
Right. So you were growing that Morris chestnut and you were like, yeah, I got it. I'm doing it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Damn. Okay. And at any point, I guess, and this is always where I feel curious about this. At any point, did anyone come into your life and try to overrule this argument? Because I feel like I distinctly remember being in health class and this dude, Walter, asking our health teacher if this was true, if eating pussy meant that you could grow facial hair. And I think I remember our health teacher either kicking him out of class or telling us that it's hormones, that our hormones are the thing that make us grow facial hair, and eating pussy had nothing to do with it. She might have done both. She might have dismissed it and also kicked Walter out of class.
She kicked him out for that. I would have been all ears for that answer.
Sure. But, you know, I think it was probably the way he asked that that didn't sit right in her spirit. It wasn't the question as much of a nigga probably being like, hey, but what about eating pussy, though? And then
that probably killed in the classroom, too. It probably was so worth getting kicked out for.
Listen, I don't remember his name on accident. That was the funniest motherfucker I ever met at that point in my life. So, you know. I'm curious. Did anybody come into your life and try to dismiss this theory?
I've never heard a dismissal of it. Like, I've never heard that's not true. I've never heard, like, grown women are saying this today when I complain about my patches.
Right.
Like, I'm getting messages from chicks that want to get their pussy ate, obviously, I guess. I don't know. But it's like a flirty thing to go, I could help you, or you're not doing it right. You know what I mean?
Even
I get those messages, or even some guys would be like, yo, you gotta eat some pussy, bro. And this is well into our 30s, and it's still this myth, bro. Like, it's crazy.
Now, see, that you ain't doing it right hold on.
So that's how they get
you. That's how they get you, because that's a long scam that a woman is pulling where goes, look, hey, I know you've been doing it already, but I could teach you a secret that otherwise, you know, you ain't doing. And the reality is, if you've been eating pussy since 15, you've done all the things.
Yeah. It's just at that point, you're trying to take advantage of me right now. Like, you ain't doing it right. It's bullshit. Because then I'm like, oh, I'll show you. I bet you I will.
Like, no, I think I'm doing it just fine, ma'am. I think whatever's happening in my body won't allow this to happen the way that I would like it to.
Bro, That's so nothing, funny.
Nothing in your magic puss is going to like transform my facial hair into, you know, a freeway.
You ain't doing it right. I'll help you. All that shit. All that. And can you imagine if it was reversed? Like,
sure.
and I just take it. I go, all right. Like I like it and keep it moving. But if it was reversed, if I said that to a woman, like, you got to suck more dick. It's like, what?
Well, I will say in defense of women, there is that stereotype. And we had an episode about this in the past with Sashir about fucking making you get a bigger butt. That like
I forgot about
if
that.
If you smash, you get a bigger booty.
That is the lady equivalent to that. Like,
I think so. I think that's the one for one for sure.
Oh, shit. Damn, I forgot about that one.
Now, I think if we were smarter, what we would have said was like, hey, if you suck my dick, it'll make your mustache go away. Like, you know how you grow on facial? Yeah, funny. Suck my dick to make that mustache disappear.
I don't know a lot of women with mustaches and peach fuzz, but I wish I did so I could say that.
You got to mess around with some older women. Like a nice 50-year-old, a 45-year-old, Angelina.
Yeah. Johnson, you want to get rid of that mustache? You got to suck this dick. that's so funny. My friend's laughing.
Okay, so you believe in this. You follow through with this. You continue to stay committed to eating pussy as a tool for growing facial hair. At what point... Because now it sounds like you're pretty convinced that that isn't the case. At what point do you jump off the eating pussy for facial hair train?
Well, through my own trials and like I still can't grow a beard. So I'm like, I'm 34 now and I've tried to grow a beard for the last year. And I can grow everything around, but it's two patches on each side that don't. You know what? I've had these patches for a long time, right?
Yeah.
I've tried to grow a beard before. I've even subconsciously was eating pussy and probably went, like, I don't know when I did it, but I'm sure I've had.
That you just tried to dip your face in the juice.
Yeah.
To access like, more beard growing activations.
I'm pretty sure I have. Like, in my late 20s, I probably thought about it mid-eating pussy and went, and so, damn. But I'm off of it now. It's not real, and we need to, and it's still around. We need to, each generation is passing it to the youth. Like, it's a nigga right now telling the young nigga, you need to go eat some ass. You
know? Yeah. And so you feel like, if I'm hearing you correctly, you feel like this is something that you are not going to hand down to another generation. You're not. If you hear some old dude telling some young cat, this is what you need to do, are you going to be that dude who interrupts like, no, no, look at me.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Get in your books. Go to school. Don't waste your time because it ain't going to happen. It's all go to the barber. Get the barber to run the clippers through your face. I'm definitely going to be that old dude. That's trying to kill that myth of that. It's like when you split a pole with somebody and they're like, no, no, come back. You're gonna break up the, you know, I'm definitely that guy.
And you're going to be like, no, the pole shit ain't real. The pussy ain't true. All of this is a fallacy.
Yeah. I believe in splitting the pole more than I believe in eating pussy. It's because I've went through a whole pandemic with like, I'm going to let my facial hair grow. And nothing.
Damn. Let me ask you this, because I do think that this is an interesting layer that I know for sure was never addressed when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. What do you do for a person who is gay or queer, who doesn't eat pussy, or at least, you know, isn't eating pussy at that point, and they still grow facial hair? They want to grow facial hair. Does dick sucking do it too? Or is it strictly a heteronormative rule of law?
I think it's just I haven't even thought of you saying if gay niggas want to grow a beard or they just have it.
Yeah, if a young gay man is 14, does he have to eat pussy for his beard to grow, or is that does he have to sacrifice his actual like commitment to who he is in order to grow his beard, or can he go suck a dick and earn that same beard.
Hey, kid, you gotta go take some biotin or something. Like, I don't know. I'm not gonna tell her, hey, go suck some dick to get a beard. That's wild. Hey, you gotta suck a dick to grow some beard. I don't know what the, you know, gay men do to grow their beard. I don't know. Like, you know any gay men that's trying to grow a beard?
I gotta assume Alex. Alex seems like he's trying to grow a beard at all times. What's Alex he English? Doing?
No, Alex English is growing a bald spot. He needs sure. biotin. Sure. Oh, shit, he going to tear me up for saying that.
He don't want us to know, but yeah, we see you balding, yeah, Alex.
It's we see, good. Bro. We see. But I think every nigga's tried to, I did buy biotin. Am I saying that word right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I brought all the beard oils literally during the pandemic. I think I'd done it all. And I bought the Rolly thing.
So oh, it wasn't, shit. With the little spikes on the end of it. It Does it hurt? Is that a painful thing?
No, it's just like a little pinch, and you know, you do it, and then you put the oil on. I've spent $65 on a beard kit, bro. Like, it's bullshit. I can't. I've given up. I've accepted my patches.
Yeah,
and all the pussies that I've eaten over the years is all fake. Literally, probably in 2020, that's when I was like, "All right, this is fake."
You just been doing charity puss this entire time, just giving away free pussy eatings with no payoff other than I guess a lady who likes you more than she would have otherwise.
I go home and I see the girl and I always bring it up just to annoy her. Like, I say it random places, like, hey, remember I used to eat pussy in 10th grade? Like, she's married with two kids. And we just got this back and forth. Every time she sees me, she knows, because I don't run into a lot, but I go to Philly. And we run into each other like at an event or something, and I say that shit, and she just go, "Oh my god!"
I love that. I love that as like a just a memory that you share with this person. That like,
I'll never let her live it down. She took advantage of me.
She took advantage of me.
I was a failing 10th grader. She did help me pass though.
Helped you? She didn't. She didn't help you do excel in this space, but she did help you make it through.
She did tutor me, and the pussy was always after.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, you know, carrot at the end of the stick. She's doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this, and this will be my last question before we go to break. What do you think, in terms of your family, is your dad a man with a thick beard? Is he able to grow a beard? Do you have siblings that are able to fill in these spots?
My brother and my dad definitely have beards. And my dad has a good gray beard that he has. And my brother, full black, you know, he's getting a little salt and pepper now, full black beards. Yes.
So it truly is just you where this is falling short in your genetic lineage.
Absolutely. And my mom used to go, I used to tell my mom, because this was a thing. I told my mom, and she pointed out, like, oh, you got a little, and then she go, oh, that's just stress patches. What you stressed about? Like, that's what she would just write it off as stress. And I'm like, I'm actually happy a little bit. Right. I don't know.
Like, I get to eat pussy every day. I don't know if you've heard, but.
Like, she's just, no, it's just a little stress patches, just stress patches. What you stressed about? Like, it's like, mom, you don't get it.
That's not what's happening here. It's more complicated.
Yeah. So yeah, a lot of men in my family do have beards.
A lot of them have beards. You do not. And frankly, we don't know why. This may just be the Reggie Conquest curse, or there might be something more scientific behind it.
I think because I moved out of Philly, maybe. I don't know. I should have. Oh. That might have been the curse.
You needed more of that Philly water. To really like percolate in your body to help finish you off.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it is.
Heartbreaking if true. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more Reggie Conquest, more My Mama Told Me. And we are back. Yeah, we're back here with more Reggie Conquest, more My Mama Told Me. We're still talking about that infamous conspiracy theory that you'll grow a thick, healthy beard if you put your face in someone's mound. And it turns out, for Reggie at least, that's not true at all. Do you feel like if you start to grow a beard now, if suddenly those patches that you've been referring to this entire time start to finally fill in, you'll be at peace? Do you think that's the difference maker for you finally being able to rest like Thanos?
Absolutely, yo. I still, yo, I be like, I just cut it off recently, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna give it another go. Like, I'm gonna see how far I can go this time. I'm still actively using the roller. I don't use the oil, but I'll still actively use the roller and brush my face. Cause I'm like, it's so bad, bro. Cause sometimes I look in the mirror like, oh, I see a little. Like, I still do that. So it's like, I think it would put me at peace if these patches grew in. And, you know, I can turn to the side and it not look crazy.
Yeah. I will say, first of all, I think you have a better beard than you're giving yourself credit for. The patches, they're very clearly bald patches. I'm not going to play you and say that but I will say that with a good fading from a barber, they can make it look like that's some like sexy shit you tried to do on purpose.
One time my barber, he did a great job on it.
Yeah.
It blew me away because I really was like, yo, it really looked like I got a beard. Like, I was really excited, but he has never done it that cool again. Like, he can't.
I hate that.
Yeah. Like, one day he was just on and he never got back to that.
That's heartbreak. I always say, because there are those days, and we all experience it, where your barber fucking nails it, where you're just like, dog, do this every time. And they are artists in the same way that we are artists, in that like, I've had sets that I'm never going to be able to replicate.
Yeah.
And it just, that was just the day where I just, I was on point. The crowd was perfect. Everything was aligned in a way that, you know, a nigga's beard got lined up perfectly for this dude.
Never again. He got it.
Damn. That's heartbreaking. Let's talk through some of this research, because I do think some of this is actually, frankly, going to be a little bit disappointing to you, because as it turns out, this theory is not as false as you want it to be. That I did some digging, and I similarly thought this was complete bullshit, but it's more complicated than I think a lot of people are giving it credit, but I'll explain. Testosterone, you know, the hormone that is sort of most common in men, the one that men are most commonly associated with, is the hormone largely responsible for beard growth. And as it turns out, one of the best ways to increase your body's testosterone is either through sex or through the promise of sex.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Apparently,
I thought you were going to say squats. I'm about to say, don't. I thought you were going to say you got to. Cause I'm a squatting motherfucker. I know I be squatting. So I'm like, cause that builds your testosterone too.
Yes. So you're absolutely correct. It's not just squats, but any physical activity apparently is helpful in building up your testosterone, and also eating a healthy diet and better hygiene are both things that apparently can help with the testosterone boosting.
Now, my diet is trash. So that's something that's something that I have never completely worked on. Like, maybe that, yo, you about to make me because that's the one thing that I've never changed.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the missing.
That's that puzzle piece that's sitting on your face. Is just eating more grapes and less French fries. And
that's gonna have me in my head. Because I'm like, all right.
Like, do you really want this beard or do you really want this milkshake? These are the questions you're going to be asking yourself.
That's going to make me start from scratch. Like, I'm going to cut this stubble off, hire a nutritionist, and then go from there. Like, that's going to make me start all over again, bro.
Yeah.
Because when I read the squats thing about testosterone, because I was doing some research, just like, I've struggled with weight for a long time. So, the testosterone from squatting, that's all I be doing.
Yeah.
Like, I want my testosterone low. But I never thought it would. Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's a weird thing that apparently just exercising increases your testosterone, and then the better we're treating ourselves, apparently our testosterone as men seems to rise. Now, that isn't necessarily enough to transform your entire facial hair situation. They say basically that like it can stimulate growth, but it's stimulating, and this is the catch to all of this, it's stimulating growth of body hair in total. So men are more likely to grow hair on our faces, but it also means that like we could end up, you know, you increase your testosterone, you're growing chest hair, you're growing back hair, you're growing hair on your gooch. You know what I mean? Like it's hair everywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not a hairy dude, so I always put that on the line. Oh, that's why I can't grow a beard. I don't have hair on my chest. I'm not the hairiest. I've been told I'm not hairy. So yeah. I'm not that hairy.
See, I am completely hairless on my upper body, and then I'm hairy as fuck on my lower. Like everything below the belt is fucking wild down there.
Okay. So,
you know what I mean? It's weird. Everybody's body is different, but it turns out, you know, your body's going to kind of at least have a reaction related to the way your body hair grows in relation to you eating better and treating yourself better.
Hey, man, that's going to make me start from scratch. That just gave me hope. Like a little part of me thinks by the time I'm like 45, I'm going to have a full beard and I'm going to be in the best shape of my life.
I think it's possible. If you really are down to commit yourself, you could grow that beard the way you want to. Here's where it gets a little complicated, is that they also say that while these things can have an effect, it is not the ultimate decider in whether or not you grow a thick beard. Ultimately, the decider in whether or not you grow a thick beard is genetics. That's the end of the sort of conversation in all of this. If you have a family filled with thick beard people, then you're probably going to grow a thick beard. And if you don't, you're probably not.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard that with like hair, right? Like mm-hmm. I have a nice head of hair and all, but I always wear a hat. But they always go, "Well, what's your how's your mom's hair or whatever?" Mm. And I go, "I don't know. My mom wears wigs, but my dad is bald." So
yeah,
they always equate it, which I never understood that either.
So apparently, as I understand it, whether or not the balding gene, I guess, is passed down through your mother. And through your mother's father. So your mother's father is a better gauge of whether or not you will go bald rather than your own father, if that makes sense.
Or, yeah, my dad just went bald. I think every, that boomer's generation just all, because my dad will just start shaving his head.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't start going bald. He just started shaving his head. He's bald now.
Yeah. So for years, similarly, I thought, because my mother's father, who I never met really, but this was her dad, I would see like pictures of him and shit, and he was always bald in every picture. Mm-hmm. And so I just assumed that he was bald. And then I ended up talking to my mom one time about it, and she was like, "Oh, no, John wasn't bald. He just opted to shave his head because he was like hot or whatever." And it's like, oh, they came from a generation where niggas didn't care about haircuts that much. So they did what they wanted to do with their scalps.
Yeah, absolutely. I was tired about walking. My dad got the cream on his head, and he just shaving it off. And I'm like, all right. But now I'm like, he should just do that. Like,
yeah,
he could have had hair.
He just volunteered to be bald.
Yeah, that's something that's not tolerated now. Like, I don't not think people like bald niggas. Like,
no. And if you are, it better be because you had to be, not because you just opted into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. So genetics are the biggest determiner of how this goes, which explains why. And we know historically there are plenty of examples. People like a DJ Khaled, for example, who has been so outspoken about not munching on puss. Truly, there hasn't been a more vocal person historically. Oh, it also is able to grow such a thick, healthy beard.
His shit be dot. Well, he has a beard, but sometimes I see beard and I go, "That's a lot of Daheem on them, on that on that face. I can't stand that. My barber tried to do that one time. He's like, "You want the daheem?" I'm like, "No,
yeah,
I don't want that. Like, no. let me just rock this patch. I'd rather have a patch to put the daheem on me."
Yeah, I don't like when it's too lined up to the point that it starts to look like it just looks fictitious. Like, I kind of want to look like I could still have a reasonable conversation with you and not feel like I'm flexing. You know what I mean?
Those beards, really. Dudes used to get that in high school. Come in with the dye and all that. And I go, ugh.
Yeah. It reminds me of, and we're the same age, so I'm sure you remember this. There was that period in high school where like getting a fade with a perm was real like popular and shit.
Yeah.
Where everybody, Diddy and Loon and all them cats, basically were like it was almost finger waving. They're fucking Caesars. And it just was a weird vibe where we're being too cute for my taste.
Yeah. It was, I remember dye was huge in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Putting dye in your hair and you know, the do-rags, and it was huge. Beards wasn't even a thing. I don't even think, I feel like beards have grown, over the past 10 years, where it's like, you gotta have beards, a cool 6'4 beard, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I've never had this pressure of wanting a beard. I've always been the goatee guy, you know?
I like that you feel like this is pressure.
This is pressure, bro. This is serious, bro. All this shit going don't matter, nigga. If you don't got a beard, you ain't with it, bro.
Damn. You being attacked. So whatever's happening in your inbox is wild, bro, because this got you stressing in a way that I never anticipated. Okay. Here's where things get even more interesting, because we talked about the testosterone being the way that you potentially can up your chances of growing a beard. But where it gets even more complicated is that an overproduction of testosterone, then turning into DHT, another hormone in your body, can actually be the thing that leads to hair loss. You know what I'm saying? Which implies that there is the chance that a person could eat too much pussy and find themselves bald headed, I guess with a beard, but certainly no longer the full headed person they were before.
Yeah, I think I can see that, because I always equate hair loss to sports teams. Like, I always tell my friends, I go, "Yo, do y'all like your hairlines? Don't worry about the Sixers. Don't worry about Ben Simmons." Like, I'm in a group chat with my Philadelphia friends, and I go, "Dog, we are going to lose. You're going to start losing your hairline if we keep stressing about this nigga, yo."
Yeah.
So I as mad as I get about Ben Simmons and the basketball team, I'm like, I tell him to breathe. But I equate hair loss a lot with sports teams.
Yeah.
and then if I see somebody balding in Philly that I know, I'm like, you're watching them Eagles games. You're getting too caught up.
Right.
You're getting too invested. So, yeah.
There's no way that this is going to help you grow more hair by sitting here worried about if Ben Simmons goes to training camp or not.
Yeah, dog. I'm so over. I want him gone. I hate him. Hate Ben Simmons.
If it makes you feel better, he hates you too. He truly could not be more resentful of the Philly fan base.
Yeah, he doesn't. He does not. And we all hate that nigga equally. He's the most hated nigga. I've never seen it. I've never seen that like it. He's the most hated dude in Philadelphia right now.
All right. So,
I believe that could happen.
So with that, it got me basically thinking that at the core of this conversation, it seems like there really is a sweet spot of eating a reasonable amount of pussy. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to do too much. You don't want to be one of those weirdos who claims they exclusively like eating puss and don't even need any other interactions.
Then
you also don't want to be like that fucking, you know, loser who's like, "I don't do that because it's yucky." It's not yucky. It's delightful. Find the happy medium and be a reasonable person.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm hopefully nobody around me is like that. It's like, what? Grow up, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, even when that college shit came out, I was like, I thought he was bullshitting. I thought it was a prank.
Right. That he was just teasing or something.
Yeah. No, he stood on that.
No, he's a real weird motherfucker. I once went to I was shooting something at the All-Star game one year, and DJ Khaled was coaching the celebrity game. Mm-hmm. And it was him and Fat Joe coaching together. And by about 8 minutes into the game, DJ Khaled was just asleep on the bench while Fat Joe pretended to know how to coach a basketball team. It was hilarious. A wild ride to watch the whole thing.
That's hilarious.
Okay. More information that I sort of found myself digging into, because all of this is so male-centric that a part of me started to wonder, what are the sex effects for hair growth in women? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, how does sex affect the way women's hair grows out in the world? And as it turns out, estrogen, which is the lead hormone for women, also helps with hair health. Doing the deed causes blood flow, which leads to an oxygen boost that helps skin and hair. That's apparently, it goes both ways. They get thicker hair, we get thicker beards, all because of boning each other.
Mm. Okay. Okay, so a chick with a low cut or... could grow. That's how you can get some pussy too. Like, hey, you want your hair to grow? I grew up with girls that didn't have, like, you know, they fight, and you know, I have a girl with girls like with no edges, but they got the ponytail. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit.
And apparently, if you want to help her edges come back, the best thing you can offer her is some good dick. That's what they're saying.
All right. So the bitches with no hair is getting bad dick. Like, they're not getting good dick.
Like, they're getting mess. Trash dick, and that's why them edges slipping away.
Oh, her hair is a mess. She getting trash dick. That's so funny.
Now, here's where it starts to feel like a bit of a catch-22, because while sex will help a woman grow thicker, longer hair, it does also imply that women will grow hair in the same way for us in other places, which may explain why, like, my grandmother, for example, has like such a thick, sturdy mustache. You know what I mean? Like, it implies that her mustache is because she was sucking so many dicks back in the day, back when she was still out here.
Wait, your grandma got a mustache for real?
She has a very thick mustache, one of the thickest mustaches I've ever seen.
I have no women around me that have any type of facial hair, but every time I see it, I'm like, at all. I'll see women with like peach fuzz right here, right under their chin, and I'll be so amazed, like, yo, she just like, she's gonna have that? Like, she's just not gonna. I look at women with facial hair and just be shocked, like, yo, why don't you cut that, bro? But you know what's cute? You know what? Ashanti, remember Ashanti used to get shit for her sideburns?
Yeah.
Like I think LMA or whatever her name is has it, like a little sideburn.
Oh, you like the sideburn?
I kind of like that shit. Like on LMA, which or like the Ashanti one, they used to be like, oh, I like it.
You like a nice a swirled sideburn when they do a little something to it.
I don't think they do it no more, but that shit was hot. I like it. They got the little swirl. That's like a light-skinned girl thing, I guess. Oh, I don't know.
We gotta get you back to 2008 where you belong, motherfucker. if that's what you're into, we'll find you a space for it.
Little baby hair. Oh, give it to me.
Damn. Okay, so the other thing that sort of came to mind in unpacking all of this about the possibility that this helps or hurts women in terms of their body hair. The other catch that it feels like is that female hair loss, which is a real thing. Women do lose their hair. Specifically, they tend to lose it most commonly after menopause when they get an increase of testosterone, when their estrogen levels go down and testosterone goes up. And so it sounds like the lack of dick can, in fact, lead potentially, and this is me, you know, theorizing, lead to hair loss. You ain't getting enough dick, you gonna find yourself going bald.
Yeah, I can see that. I had an Aunt Debbie. I had an Aunt Debbie who this bitch hit so hard. She wasn't. I rest in peace. But she, I can see her not getting dick and turning into a man, because we used to joke about that. Like, yo, Aunt Debbie punched hard as shit. She was just getting older, and I remember her like saying she, or my mom saying about her losing hair or whatever. But we used to always say she punched like my dad. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? She used to punch the shit out of us in our chest.
Damn.
So yeah, and I can see that.
And you think that had she taken a lover, this could have all been resolved. Her punches would have been softer and she would have been a less traditionally masculine woman.
Mm-hmm. She was definitely the most masculine. Rest in peace, Aunt Debbie. Aunt Deb.
So here's the other thing that popped in my head that I think it works almost an exact contradiction of what I just said, is that they're also that hair loss is often brought on by exacerbated stress, much in the way that your mom was talking about, that you actually can lose your hair because you are stressed. It triggers all these hormones in your body that make your hair fall out, which would also imply for women that bringing dick into your life, arguably the most stressful natural element, might cause you to go bald.
Yeah. Dick is stressful, apparently. I see that a lot. I hear that a lot. Dick is stressful. Dick is just...
You're not buying it.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. It's you.
I'm sure you going, whatever, is not at all stressful for them. I'm sure them crying out, please, your dick, it's so stressful. And you being like, I don't know, bitch, get over it. Is not it making it any harder.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying my dick is stressful. My dick is very, my dick is cool. You can go about your day having what? My dick is not stressful.
You already hear first, folks. Reggie Conquest, not a stressful dick at
all. Not stressful dick. It's just, you know, it's okay. You can still get on with your life. You'll be happy, I guess. You're not going to be strung out over my dick like, oh, where's Reggie's dick? Where did I need it?
All right, we're going to take one more break. We'll be back with more Reggie Conquest, more My Mama Told Me. And we are back.
This what God feel like. Yeah. Laughing to the bank like.
That drop never stops. All right, we're back here with more Reggie Conquest, more My Mama Told Me. We're still talking about the possibility that eating puss can make your hair grow and eating too much puss can leave you bald-headed. So you just got to eat a respectful amount of that thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's like you don't want to take too much pre-workout. Like you want to take a nice, a nice scoop, one scoop, you know. Two scoops is a lot. Three scoops, you're wilding.
You're going to feel weird, bro.
Yeah, you're tingling. All that shit is going to be crazy. One scoop is enough.
I love that. What a perfect analogy. You don't want to take too much pre-workout. You don't want to eat too much puss. Okay. Speaking of too much, I have a brand new game that I would love to play with you. This is a game I invented specific for this episode. It's a game called Too Much Sauce. Too Much Sauce. It's a game where I, Reggie, am going to introduce to you a number of celebrities who have, let's say, complicated relationships with hair, facial hair, both in good ways and in bad ways. And what I would love for you to do is just tell me what you think their relationship is with eating pussy. Are they eating too much of it, too little, or just the right amount? That makes sense?
Okay.
Hell yeah. Okay, that's so cool. Let's start with a big one. This is a fun way to start. John Travolta. John Travolta is the man who used to have a gorgeous head of hair and now has a fictional head of hair that he pretends is a full head of hair, but we can all tell that is not true.
Wait, is he bald?
He is. He was at one point very bald, and then I think he got a hair transplant that makes him look just truly insane. Like,
I haven't seen him. My only image of John Travolta right now is a bald guy with a beard. And he kind of looks like my dad when he's bald with a beard.
What?
He does.
Travolta looks like your dad?
Yo, I'm about to pull it up, bro. He looks like, but he don't look like, when I don't know why I'm picturing that nigga look like my dad.
You talking about this John Travolta?
Yeah, yo, he looks. If you change his skin tone, that looks like my dad.
Now, okay,
I think that's a good look for John Travolta.
It's a pretty good look for John Travolta. I'm not going to take that from you. What I will say is that John Travolta now is not this one, but that one.
Oh.
Yeah. So like,
that's an old pic, though.
This is him young when he had real hair. This is him now when he is lying to us, lying to the public.
Okay. Yeah, he look wild with hair now.
Yes.
I like badass John Travolta with the beard and bald.
And do you, and so what do you think transformed? Do you think he ate too much and too little? What happened? What went wrong for old Johnny?
He ate a lot of pussy. He ate a lot of pussy. He's in Greece. Is that him in Boogie Nights or am I tripping?
Yeah. No, that's,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in. Yeah, he ate a lot of pussy.
No, he's not in Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights is Mark Wahlberg. He's in the Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, that's Saturday Night Fever. Okay.
Yeah. Boogie Nights. Very different film.
Yeah, I'm getting my whites mixed up. I know John Travolta though, but yeah, he's been on since the 80s. So yeah, I think he eats a lot of pussy.
You think he might have gone too far with it?
I think he's gone too far with it. I think he's been around too long, and yeah. He's probably still eating a lot of pussy now.
Damn. Yeah. You're very hopeful for John Travolta. It is worth noting, and I don't know that you're highly aware of this, but John Travolta has been long accused of being a closeted homosexual. So I don't know if he's eating a ton of pussy now. But who knows? Maybe.
I didn't know that.
Oh, man. Okay, let's get into another one. This one, I'm excited to hear your response. Idris Elba. What do you think Idris Elba is doing with puss?
You know, that's my guy, man. That's
too little, too much, or just the right amount?
I think just the right amount.
Yeah.
I think he got out at the right time. I think he's married now.
He's married.
Yeah, he's married now. He got out at the right time.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't overdo it. He didn't stay out in the streets too long.
Yeah, he didn't stay out in the streets too long. At one point, he was like, I think he was like the guy, like everybody wanted, all the girls wanted. Mm-hmm. Now he's married, and now there's so many new cats coming up, and he's like playing in the backfield. I think he got out at the right time.
Yeah, he's still a sexy, flexy man, but he isn't like the cream of the crop anymore. He isn't the first name that comes to mind for a young lady coming up.
Yeah. So yeah, he got out at the right time, man. That's my guy.
I like that. Okay.
He's not a homosexual.
He's not. No, there's no rumors out about Idris Elba, but who knows? And if it is, that's okay. Nobody's mad at
him. I heard one that he had bad breath, but that was the, I heard that, because he used to work the door at Caroline. So I heard he has really bad breath.
That wouldn't surprise me. He's British. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another person I'm excited to hear your response from. Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel, what do you think is going on with him? Too much, too little, or just the right amount?
What did I give John? Too much. I don't like Vin Diesel for some reason. I'm not a fan. I've never been, like, he's in some good stuff, I guess, but
yeah,
too much.
Do you think he's just out here just spending too much time down there and not concentrating on being a full person?
He's supposed to be cooler than what he is. Like, right. He's not, you know, like he need like a grease or something under his belt. Or put him in a Saturday Night Fever, something to make him look, because he's cool, but he's not cool at the same time. Yeah,
he seems like he'd be a loser in real life, even though they keep telling us he's cool in movies.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. He let The Rock take his cool, and then Rock ran with, well, Rock been cool. So,
yeah.
He's kind of corny now.
Damn. All right. There are two more. This one's all fun. Right. Terry Crews. What do you think Terry Crews is doing in relation to eating puss? Too much, too little, or just the right amount?
Too much. I'm equating too much with what I think of it. Like, I think he's another cornball.
Sure.
Yeah, so am I giving him too little?
It's up to you. I've long felt that Terry Crews seems like he doesn't eat pussy at all.
Okay. Vin Diesel don't eat pussy either.
Yeah, I would say both of them sort of give me non-pussy eating vibes.
Okay. So now I'm getting it. Okay, so I'm gonna go John Travolta. He eats pussy, but you say he's a homosexual.
Idris Elba. It could be boy pussy. It doesn't matter.
It could be boy pussy. Idris Elba, he's right. He's cool. He's right at the level. He's eating a lot of pussy.
Yeah.
These last two niggas, nah. They not eating pussy, yo. You know what? I'll give Vin Diesel a little bit more credit than I give Terry Crews.
Sure. You think Vin Diesel has tried it. It just ain't for him.
Yeah. 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 Terry Crews. Oh, no. No, that nigga. No. Hell no.
Yeah. He doesn't seem like he does it at all.
When he was in Friday and he wasn't talking and he wasn't on that show, America's Got Talent, I would have gave him a, but he started talking and started now.
Yeah, as soon as we learned what his real personality was, it truly changed everything.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, this is the last one. And I'll say this, I'm going to warn you ahead of time that this person shares similar, very similar rumors to John Travolta. And the last person I will present to you is Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, what do you think of him and his too much, too little, or just the right amount?
Too much, too little. I like Tom Cruise, man. I don't have a problem. I don't got no beef with Tom Cruise.
All right.
I think he probably too little.
Too little?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Too little. What's too little again? Like he's not eating enough.
Yeah, that he just is, you know, yeah. It's very
yeah, I don't think he's eating enough. He should be cooler than what he is. And he's like 5'7" from what I heard.
I think you're being generous. I think he's like 5'5", but yeah, he's a little guy. He's a
little dude. But yeah, he's not eating enough. He's not eating enough. The jumping on the couch thing, what I remember, I still never seen that, but I always heard that growing up that he was jumping on the couch and, you know.
Yeah. Well, it was him. It's worth explaining a little bit that he goes on Oprah. He's having this conversation with Oprah about his career, his life. And then Oprah asks him about Katie Holmes, who is his then girlfriend, I believe, not yet his wife, but eventually would become his wife. And in response to her asking him about Katie Holmes, he jumps on a couch and exclaims that he's in love. And
why did that, was that the first, like, was that the beginning of social media?
I think it was just like a real, like a methy response to a thing that should have been.
I gotta YouTube it and watch it.
Yeah, it just was real, like, yo, you're doing too much about a thing that truly didn't require that kind of energy. You know what I mean? Okay. Like it was a casual conversation, and this thing was like, I'm in love. And it was like, okay.
You think it would get the same reaction if he did that today?
No, I think it would barely make a headline if he did it today.
yeah, it would.
But back then we had four channels and it's like, ah, oh, man, this dude's acting crazy.
If he did that today, he would get so much love. Like, oh, he loves his wife.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it'd be like a Chance album coming out. You know what I mean? We'd just be like, yeah, I guess the nigga loves his wife. I don't know.
Yeah. God damn it. But yeah, two, he's not eating enough.
Not eating enough. All right. Yeah. Well, we did it, Reggie. I think that covers everything. Could you tell the people at home where they could find you? What cool shit you have going on?
Right now, I'm only on Instagram. Follow me at Reg Conquest, R-E-G-G Conquest. And working on some dope shit. Working on season 2 of That Damn Michael Che. And I'm on stages all around New York.
Hell yeah.
I'm actually in L.A. right now, so.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, you know, follow Reggie on Instagram and watch That Damn Michael Che and look out for season 2. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman. And please, if you want to send us drops, if you want to send us conspiracy theories of your own, you can send them to mymamapod@gmail.com. Otherwise, that's all I got to say to you. Bye, bitch.
Later.